I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with Wendy Petrie on New Zealand. New Zealand being in the news recently, being the location of the filming of Lord of the Rings.
Well, yes, Lord of the Rings was filmed in New Zealand, and so it was a fabulous film. I just saw it the other day here in Canada, and it's amazing just to see all that wonderful rolling countryside and the skiing, you know, the wonderful snow peaks in the Mount Cook. You know, it's a really fabulous countryside, and I think more and more people are coming down under to film films.
It resembles so many other countrysides.
That's right, and in fact, I did hear one of the when the scene first opens in Lord of the Rings, it's this wonderful rolling countryside, and apparently what they did was build a set a year ago and then come back a year later so it looked all grown over and it got that wonderful sort of homely feel to it. And apparently, you know, they went to great lengths to film Lord of the Rings, obviously, and it really did pay off.
Yeah, many of the sites that were used for shooting the film are actually on private land.
Many of the farmers would have been only too happy to open their doors to a big film set for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, that's probably the way it works.
Now, when you take a countryside tour, many people head out there in RVs and campers. That is a popular way of getting around to see the countryside.
That's right. It is a very popular way because one thing about New Zealand is it really is a country of contrast, and when you're driving, you really get to see that. So you can hop in a camper van and basically tour around the whole of New Zealand. You can even take it across Cook Strait, which divides the North and the South Island. And, you know, there's lots of places that are camper van friendly, and you can stay right by the ocean. It really is very beautiful, and it's a great way to really see the countryside.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
This is Willem Backus with another Travel World Report. I'm with baseball fan and correspondent Mitchell Garvis on our pilgrimage to the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame last year. Mitchell, how was it?
You know, Willem, I have to tell you, you can make the Hajj to Mecca. You can go to the Holy Land to Jerusalem, but there is no trip for a baseball fan quite like the pilgrimage to Cooperstown. It was a dream come true. Mm-hmm. And not my first visit, by the way.
Oh, you were in Cooperstown before.
That's right. I go, not every year, but every few years, I try to make it down there because it's a museum it's alive. It changes every time I go down. They have different exhibits. They have additions. When we were down there, they had an entire display dedicated to Charlie Brown.
And he was the pitcher, of course, on that baseball team.
That's right. He was the pitcher for his baseball team. I would like to know if anyone can come up with the name of his baseball team.
I know one enjoyable part of Cooperstown was that it was located in what amounts to a resort town at the base of Lake Otisauga in New York, just west of Albany.
That's right. The location is perfect. It is a golfer's paradise, by the way, if you happen to be one of those three people who don't enjoy baseball, and your spouse drives you down, you can spend your entire time golfing and be perfectly oblivious to the fact that you're in the baseball paradise of the world. It's dedicated solely to America's national sport.
Mitch, thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Always a pleasure, Will.
This is Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. This has been a NASCAR marketing production.